A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sammon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria. Welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. This beautiful Monday morning, I'd like to pray that heavens be opened upon you today for a major harvest this end of the year season. In the precious name of Jesus. In Revelation chapter number 4 and verse number 1, the Bible says in part A, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. I pray this morning that a major door will open for you here on earth. Because a door is opened in heaven, I speak to all your doors here on earth. Let the doors open. Let doors of favor open. Let doors of blessings open. Let doors of promotion open. Let doors of financial favor open. In the name of Jesus, doors of gift are opened to you now. Because a door is opened in heaven, here on earth, your doors will open. In the precious name of Jesus. Again, I declare, as this year 2023 is gradually winding to a close, the God of divine remembrance will divinely remember you. You will be divinely remembered. And help will come for you. Your helpers will locate you. You will be located with good things in the precious name of Jesus. I pray in the name that is above all names, God will compel your benefactors who have forgotten you to remember you. Those who have helped before, who have forgotten your kindness towards them, are compelled to remember you now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for financial plenty, financial abundance and prosperity. Your things will come mega, and the name of the Lord will be glorified. I declare this end of the year sickness free for you. I declare it trouble free for you. I declare this end of the year accident free for you. You will walk your ways safely. You will not stumble. The Lord will guide you continually. He will satisfy your soul in drought. In the name of Jesus, I receive the blessings of God upon you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heaven is open upon you. Doors are opened unto you. The angels of God have gone on assignment on your behalf. They will bring your blessings, bring your desires, and the name of the Lord will be honored. And so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. For our meditation and discussion today, I'd like us to consider the word of God in the book of Matthew, chapter number 7, and in verse number 16. Jesus said here, "Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? By their fruits ye shall know them." I'd like to state categorically that more attention should be paid, or rather, that attention should be paid more to our fruits than to our gift. It is easy for us to celebrate gifts today. In our world, gifts are celebrated, not fruits. But in the kingdom of God, attention is paid to the fruits than to the gift, the fruits of the Spirit. These are very important. What fruits are you producing? What fruits are you bringing forth? The fruits that your life produces are much more important than the gift that you display or demonstrate. There are people with gifts who are so gifted, but their character barren. They lack fruits of the Spirit. But studying the things of the kingdom, attention must be paid more to the fruits than to the gift. God pays more attention to your fruit, the things that come out of you. You must understand the clarity of the words of our Lord Jesus. Jesus did not say, "By their gifts shall ye know them." He said, rather, "By their fruits ye shall know them." So a believer is known by his fruits, not by his gifts. May I make it known to you, dear listener, that there are many gifted people out there. There are people who are demonstrating gifts, but who are not exhibiting the fruits of the Spirit. There are people who are mimicking the gifts of God. There are people who are doing a caricature of the gifts of God. Don't forget about Jonah, who was making himself out to be someone great. because he had great power. There are powers of darkness everywhere. There are people behind the pulpit. There are people with tie. There are people with gowns who are using diabolical means. They are revealing and demonstrating gifts. So a believer, a servant of God, is not known, but the gift is demonstrating. Is he raising the dead back to life? That is not the proof that this is a servant of God. Jesus said, they will come to me that day and shout, Master, in your name we have cast out devils. We have done so many miracles. But I will say to them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I don't know you. It is by their fruits that you shall know them, not by their gifts. And so that a man on social media, on TV or radio, or in a particular church is doing wonders. Wonders are happening through his hand. He's demonstrating great gift. He's a gifted man. He has gift. He has anointing. That is not enough proof of the presence of God or the hand of God of that, on that person. The proof of the approval of God on a man, they are the fruits that we see in this man. Therefore, attention must be paid to the fruits than to the gifts. And so you must make sure that you grow, you increase, and you develop in the fruits of the Spirit than in your gift. God pays more premium on fruits than gift. So your fruits are important. And don't ever forget, I am not in any way condemning the gift of God in the servants of God. I am, however, saying that the gifts of God in a man must be complemented by the fruits of the Spirit in that man. A man who is raising the dead, but is full of anger. A man who can speak in tongues like an angel, but is a fighter, is a cheat, is a liar, is an adulterer, is a fornicator. He lacks the fruits of the Spirit that should complement the gift that is demonstrating. We must be very careful. So pay attention more to the fruits than to the gift. You must also understand, dear listener, that your character is more important than your reputation. Your character is who you are. Your reputation is who people think you are. Character is important. You must understand this. Your character counts. It is important, expedient, for those who have believed in Christ Jesus to live right, to walk in a perfect way, in a way that will bring glory and honor unto God. And so you must walk your way circumspectly. You must be a man of character. You cannot be character barren or character deficient and be claiming to be a child of God with grace, with gift, with talent, with ability. Your gifts are very important. Your character is much more important. Be a man of character. Your character counts. It is important to work on this. Finally, it is important to pay more attention to your walk than to your talk. Talk is cheap, but please walk your talk. Do the things that you are saying. It is important to walk, to do, than to say. In the book of Ezra, chapter 7 and in verse number 10, the Bible says, "For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it before teaching it." Ezra sought the law of the Lord. He devoted himself to the study of the law and then to the observance of the law. He observed the law. He did the law before he taught the law. Ezra did not preach what he did not do. He didn't preach what he did not practice. It is important, therefore, to walk your talk. In Dr. Luke's second treatise to Theophilus, he said, chapter 1 and in verse 1, Acts of the Apostles, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach." Jesus also did before he taught. He was teaching his doing. Jesus taught the people what he was doing. And so you must also walk your talk. It is important. Your words and your actions must match. There must be a sync between what you say and what you do. How you live your life must be in sync with the things that you are preaching. This is important. And so I conclude by saying, attention, more attention must be given to your walk than to your talk. More attention must be given to your character than to your reputation. More attention must be given to your fruits than to your gift. More attention must be given to your content than your container. Attention must be given more to your process than to the product. More attention must be given to your devotion than to your activities. And the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my life, my character, and my attitude be pleasing to you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, I receive the grace to walk my talk. Make me a doer of your word, not just a hearer or a speaker of the word alone. Give me the grace to be a doer of the word in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God. Help me to do your word, not just a hearer alone, not just a speaker alone. Make me a doer of the word and let me profit from the word in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my life and destiny bring forth fruits that will be pleasing unto you, fruits that will abide till eternity in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that my life will bring forth fruits that will be pleasing unto you, fruits that will abide till eternity in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to speak concerning this week and say, Father, let heavens open upon me this week and let a major door open for me. Before this year 2023 is over, let a major door open for me. Lift up your voice and pray. My Father and my God, I pray that you will cause heavens to open upon me today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let heavens open upon me. Let a major door open for me this week and let your name be glorified. Thank you, eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I command the heavens to open on you, that your operations will be under open heaven, and that a major door will open for you. Every door you knock will open. Doors will open for you on their own accord in the name of Jesus. And I pray that your character, your fruits will be pleasing to God, and there will be fruits that will abide till eternity in the name of Jesus. The grace to be doers of the word of God is released to you now. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Month with your prayers and with your giving. Send your financial giving this end of the year to the Zenith Bank account number 12161000456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Man. The Lord bless you as you do. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is @YemiGraceMan. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.